The DA takes note of the Minister of Health, Dr. Joe Pahla's media briefing and the dark picture he painted of the Department of Health's finances. Between the 8 billion needed to cover the 7.5% salary increases and to also make sure that cadres are paid and get fat increases instead of using the funding to do the following and upgrade infrastructure and make sure that our healthcare actually functions on a positive, optimal way. Infrastructure grants that need to be redistributed to address load shedding and water shortages, the many staff shortages and the billions needed to cover all these things, which the country does not have. A recent and this was recently confirmed by the finance minister Enoch Godongwana. He blatantly stated that this country does not have the money to implement the National Health Insurance Bill. Furthermore, the National Department of Health is failing to meet its targets regarding the reduction of medico-legal claims. In the briefing to the Select Committee on the Appropriations that happened on Thursday, the Auditor General of South Africa told Parliament that of the four service providers appointed by the NDOH to address the issues, only two had performed working regarding medical legal claims at a cost of 93.8 million rand as of from the 31st of March 2022. It is clear that the Minister of Health, Dr. Pahla, failed to the serious issues concerning the public health sector in his time in office. Instead of systematically addressing infrastructure failures, staff shortages, medicine stockouts, and corruption, he has put all his effort in an NHI pipe dream that will bankrupt the country and cripple the public health care in South Africa.